classic Russian orchestral anthems, beautiful, perhaps sometimes a bit ponderous and dark, will be on exhibition at the Winter Games, this famous piece from Mussorgsky included. But the Sochi Games will be more than just a chance to simply revisit the Russian war horses. It will also be a chance to discover the relatively unknown underground pop music of a Russia that has lived two solid decades of radical change. The program Soundcheck, which airs on our partner station WNYC, has been talking to interesting and dialed-in Russians and Russian-Americans about the music of their homeland we can discover during the Games. Their series running this entire week is called From Russia with Soundcheck. John Schaefer, our Bob Costas of the musical world, host of Soundcheck, is here to share some Russian gems to go with your frozen shots and hot borscht. John, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Good to be here, John.
So I suppose Putin will probably rely on the classic war horses of Russian classical music to
there are certainly enough of them.
Theme his Olympics. But for Russians and Russian-Americans who are looking at the Games and thinking about Sochi, there are all kinds of musical options that are happening very much today.
And this is what we've been doing on Soundcheck all this week, is trying to get some kind of a handle on the variety of Russian popular music. And a lot of it existed underground during the Soviet years and, you know, distributed on handmade cassettes and dictaphone recordings. So there's a Disney world of great music that most Westerners have never heard.
So what's the first cut?
Well, there's a band that keeps coming up in our conversations with Russian editors and writers, and they're called Leningrad, and they are from the city of St. Petersburg, which was formerly Leningrad. If you're familiar with the American band Gogol Bordello, this kind of gypsy punk band, Leningrad is Russia's version of Gogol Bordello.
These guys go back a ways. There's a little Tom Waits in there, too.
Yes. They're fun, and they are considered to be one of the two or three biggest rock bands in Russia today.
What do you got next?
Well, for me, the big discovery of this week of delving into Russian music has been a band called Grazhdanskaya Oborona.
Grazhdanskaya Oborona.
Which means civil defense.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah. This is a band that was led by the late Igor Lietov, who died in 2007. They came of age in the 80s. They were kind of the first flowering of Russian punk. And just discovering this guy's music has been, for me, a real eye-opener.
I can't imagine there's any irony in the title, Everything is Going According to Plan. Little Dylan in there, maybe.
Yeah, maybe some Cobain. A little Cobain, possibly a little Joe Strummer, maybe some Billy Bragg. The punk lineage is deep in this guy.
But he's no longer with us. But
no
his
longer
music
with us.
Is still very influential.
And the song "Everything Is Going According to Plan" is, as you suspect, a very ironic title, and was created during the period of the Soviet Union. This is pre-1991.
And, very much in the 90s, there was a look back at the excesses of the Soviet Union, the use of Leningrad, civil defense, all very, very relevant to those years. Anything beginning to get beyond those sets of images?
Well, you know, it's funny. We talked with the Russian editor of GQ Russia, a guy named Michael Idov, who lived here in New York for many years. And he shared a track with us from a band called Kino. The song is called Next to Me, and the way he described it was, this is something that could only have been created in two times and places in human history, either Russia, 1985, or Williamsburg, Brooklyn in 2007.
The culture of jolly hipsters. It's global. It's global.
And apparently, Brooklyn-style hipster culture has become hugely popular in Moscow recently. Although, as Michael Idov of GQ Russia was telling us, not so much the music. It's the skinny jeans, the big frame glasses, the artisanal food, all of that kind of stuff. And very popular with the young Russians.
Plenty of places in Brooklyn where you can go to Russian grocery stores and hear only Russian spoken, and much more today than there was even 10, 15 years ago. So you also chose people to be your guide in some of these musical selections.
Right. Well, we're very lucky that, as you say, there are a lot more Russian speakers here in New York than there were even a generation ago, and many of them are creative, artistic types. And among the people that we spoke to was the singer-songwriter Regina Spektor, who grew up in the Soviet Union. She was born in 1980 and left in 1989, so some of her formative musical experiences were in the Soviet Union. And she told us about one of the so-called bards, the singer-songwriters, the guys with guitars, who were so important on the Soviet music scene back in the 1970s.
It's all about this guy who falls in love with this woman at a party, but then gets a warning from the guy who was with her before. And he doesn't heed it, but there's like this refrain of like the one who was with her before.
Ты тот, кто раньше с нею был. Он мне грубил, он мне грозил, а я все помню. Я был не пьяный. Когда ж я уходить решил, она сказала, не спеши, она сказала, не спеши.
Now that's Vladimir Vysotsky, and he's often compared to Dylan, but I'm hearing Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, there's a little of that. Vladimir Vysotsky was one of these people who did house concerts, and each time he played a concert, a cassette would be made, and these things would circulate like wildfire throughout the old Soviet Union. So even though this was kind of her parents' generation, Regina Spektor grew up listening to and loving the music of this singer-songwriter, Vladimir Vysotsky.
Now, I'm, in fact, writer Gary Steingart's biggest fan, and I can't figure out if he's, like, excited about the Sochi Olympics or terrified about the Sochi Olympics. You connected with him.
Well, you know, he has this new memoir out called Little Failure.
Yeah, which is unbelievable.
It's predictably hilarious.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we asked him to bring in some music that meant something to him when he was a kid growing up in the old Soviet Union. And to our surprise, his list of songs included something very, very familiar to Western listeners.
What a great song for somebody who's preparing to leave Soviet Russia for, you know, for the United States with its sort of turbo capitalism. You know, it was perfect. I mean, I think every immigrant to America should get an MP3 recording of Money, Money.
Money, 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 must be funny in the rich man's world.
You know, I bet Vladimir Putin even has this on his playlist.
This is, you know, again, part of that cassette underground culture would be Western songs. And Gary also told us that when he first heard this ABBA song, he's not sure it was really ABBA. It might have been a local band covering this ABBA song, or it might just have been a cassette of a cassette of a cassette.
Well, that's how underground culture works.
That's how underground culture works. Money, well, money, money.
And it'll be very much out of the underground when the Sochi Olympics begins, but great soundtrack options for us. John Schaefer, host of Soundcheck on our partner station WNYC. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.